So now we've did a little bit of math. I'm going to show you how to make it a little bit more readable. And let's say, first of all, you know, I had weird spaces in these things here. So let's just say, for argument's sake, weird spaces, right? It's not consistent. You've got a format button here. Watch what happens when I press format. You'll see this all get cleaned up, and you'll see this get cleaned up. Format cleans my code up, makes it look readable and pretty. Right? So that's what the format button does. That's the first thing I wanted to show you. Next thing I want to show you is how do you make this more readable, right? I could do this. So first I'm just going to copy all this. Control C, and I'll put it right here. And then I'm going to copy this, the print line, and I'll put it right here. And I'm just going to, for each of those, put that print line around this stuff. And I'm printing that out, and now I'm going to put just quotes around this to show that this is text. And I could use double quotes, or I could use a backtick character. Both of those work, and then I'm going to put a comma for a new argument. And then I'm going to put the variable C, D, E, F, G, H, which will give me the value, and then just my ending paren. My ending parenthesis, and now I'm going to format all that, makes it pretty. So B plus A should give me this. B divided by A, right? B divided by A will give me D, and I'm going to print out that value D after I print out that this is the operation. So when I run this, I get B, and maybe I'll put in an equal sign right here and a space, right? And that's pretty cool. But that kind of B plus A equals 276, I think I'd rather see the value there. And so I could do this again. I could do B plus A, B comma plus A comma is equal to. And so that's really what I'm going for right there. If I run that, 234 plus 42 is equal to 276. So I'm going to replicate this because that's the one I like. And I need C, D, E, F, G, H. And then I just need to change this, which is that, which is star, which is minus, which is. And here we have, this one needs to flip. This one is A minus B. Do you see that? Because when I calculate G, it's A minus B. And then this one is modulus of B, A. So B divided by A, give me the remainder of that. So now when I look at this, it's just text, right? I want the value B. That's my first value, comma, give me my next value. I'm just going to print the text character plus sign, comma, give me my next value. I'm going to print the value of A, which is 42, and then comma, give me my next value, which is a string, which is just the equal sign. Just print out the equal sign, and then give me my next value, which is C, which is B plus A has been assigned to C, so print that out. So I'll get B, which is 234, and then I'll have this character, just a plus sign, A, which is 42, and then I'll have this, you know, string character, which is just an equal sign, will give me C, which is B plus A, right? So I get 234 plus 42 equals 276. Does that make sense? Right? And so I could pass in many different arguments here, just separated with comma, right? Commas. And, you know, it just prints them out, right? And if I want another argument, I just add another comma in. You might wonder what's on my mind. And so, you know, up there what I did is I just put in, like, give me the B value, give me the plus sign, give me the A value, give me the equal sign, give me the C value, which is B plus A. So I created that little printout so it's clear to me what's happening. This plus that's equal to that. This, that is that. This divided by that gives me a remainder of 24. Right? That multiply gives me this. That subtract gives me that. That subtract this gives me that. So that's that. So go ahead and do some fancy printing.